Kamala Harris launches Fight for the People PAC by Jasmine Jordan on December 29, 2025. Kamala Harris, former vice president and failed presidential candidate, has revealed plans for a political action committee called Fight for the People, describing it as a vehicle to travel, speak out, and support Democratic candidates through fundraising efforts. The text blast, sent under the subject line "My Decision," Kamala Harris, outlines her motivations and goals for the new initiative, appealing for grassroots donations ahead of its first fundraising deadline. "I have tried not to send any fundraising texts since the last election," the message begins, "but I wanted to take a few minutes to tell you about how I have decided to approach this moment in time, and why I hope you're still with me in this fight." In the message, Harris cautioned against viewing current events as merely disorganized or erratic. "Some people are describing what's been happening in recent months as absolute chaos. And of course, I understand why. But, please let us not be duped into thinking everything is chaos. What we are witnessing is a swift implementation of an agenda that has been decades in the making." The former vice president emphasized her intent to remain politically active through the PAC, stating, "I am going to travel, speak out, and help elect Democrats everywhere, and I cannot do this alone." She noted the importance of meeting early fundraising goals. "Donations are going to be critical, especially before our first VEC fundraising deadline ends in a few days and we're legally required to report what we've raised. Everyone will be watching, and I hope to file a big report." The text concludes with a fundraising link and an appeal to supporters. "Knowing you are still with me in this fight means a lot, Kamala." The announcement comes as Harris continues her public profile through media appearances, including a recent interview on the Rich Little Broke Girls podcast, where she offered dating advice. She encouraged women to be kind to yourself and choose to be with someone who is kind, and described relationship dynamics in terms of a Friday night versus Sunday morning phase. The appearance was part of a national tour for her memoir 107 Days, which she has focused on instead of addressing questions about a potential 2028 presidential campaign. In a December 18 interview with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, Kamala Harris defended the Biden administration's approach to the release of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, stating, "We strongly and rightly believe that there should be an absolute separation between what we wanted as an administration and what the Department of Justice did." Her response drew criticism from left-wing pundits and social media personalities who wanted the Biden White House to act more aggressively, while conservative commentators pointed to her remarks as further indication of what they allege is collusion between the Biden White House and the DOJ in legal efforts targeting Donald Trump. Harris also said she had not spoken to President Joe Biden in about 3 or 4 weeks and acknowledged she did not receive the support she needed from certain places in the administration during her 2024 campaign.